Sitting in my bedroom late last night. Got into bed and turned out the light. Decided to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was a busy tone. It's off the hook. 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 Talking so long, he upset my mind. Why is he talking such a long time? Maybe he's sleeping, maybe he's ill. Phone disconnected, unpaid bill. It's off the hook. 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 Don't wanna see him, afraid of what I'll find. Tired of letting him upset me all the time. Back into bed, started reading my book. Take my phone right off of that hook. It's off the 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 hook.
Operator, can you check this number for me, please? I've been dialing for hours and all I get is a bit.
It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook.
Thank you. You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Tonight, the very special guest, Sal P. from Liquid Liquid. Sal, thank you for coming here. It's been, we've been talking about it for a while, you know, and then now...
It's actually happening. I'm on Beats in Space. Wow, really, after all these years, I feel like I finally arrived.
Oh, come on,
seriously, man. I'm, like, really excited about that. I was almost nervous, you know. I've been preparing for, like, a week, and, you know, like, it's just been great, you know, but hopefully all will go well.
Well, after the mess I just did with getting everything ready, it has to go well.
No, you're not only, you know, talented aesthetically, you're talented technically, too, you know? I mean, the way you turned off that strip and turned and rebooted everything, it was amazing.
You know, you got to do it. You got to do it. So that's why I came here to study how to do that.
Yes.
Turn it on and off. So, Sal, you have a big show coming up, right?
Yeah, the band has a big show coming up. Liquid Liquid's playing Lincoln Center Out of Doors, Damrosch Park, next Saturday, August 8th, 7:30 p.m. It's a free outdoor show, and with Reese Chatham's 200 Guitar Symphony. So it's just going to be a really wild and crazy night.
With Bang on it.
I don't know their official name, but it's the Bang on the Can Marching Band, you know, so there'll be like a marching band. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't even think it's going to be a stage performance. It's just going to be in the area.
But where is that? Where is that park?
It's right behind. It's right if you go into Lincoln Center and you walk past the fountain, it's right in the back. Or you can enter, I guess, at 66th in Amsterdam. I think it is. You really can't miss it, you know. Just
so
go to Lincoln
Center.
Event
then?
Yes, it's a free event from 7:30 to 10, and there's really strict, you know, time limits on what we could do, and we're playing last, but I think it's just going to be quite the event, and if the weather spirits cooperated, you know, it should really be a special night. I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Is there a plan if there's bad weather?
Well, I think we go on. I think the show must go on, you know, so,
but
it's just a matter of, like, whether it's going to be a really good vibe or just kind of like, you know, like, let's get through this, please, you know, without getting electrocuted or something.
When was the last time Liquid Liquid played in New York?
We played in New York last November at Santos Party House, the DFA party, James's party. And, that was really great, too. That was a really special night also.
And then you guys went on tour in Japan, right? You did a
We did a few shows in Japan. We played at a festival in Paris just before that, and that's basically what we've done in this manifestation of the group. And we're going to Norway to do a festival in September. You know, I guess we just want to do these interesting little things, hit and run, get in, get out. You know, and. That's kind of the way we're doing it. But we're all feeling that. To tell you the truth, I don't think we've been so much on the same page since, like, 1981. You know, there's a sense of, really understanding what we have going on, you know. And, I mean, after all these years and all this, like, you know, what is this thing? Is it really valuable? I mean, is it really us? I mean, where do you put this thing? We've seen the game some kind of perspective, so... I'm kind of excited, you know, and everybody, you know, we've been messing around, you know, writing new stuff. So we'll see what happens. I don't want to get into too many details. I don't want to get it, you know, piss off my bandmates in any way by saying too much. But
but you also have there's this the Fist of Facts.
Yes, we just that was like my post Liquid project. With Ken Mann Caldera, who's an atmospheric scientist now and doing great work at Stanford University on climate change. He was also part of the Liquid extended family and the original Liquid Idiot. But anyway, I had this post Liquid project called Fist of Facts, named after Ziga Vertov, the early Soviet filmmaker's man, one line in his manifesto, Fist Made of Facts, his cinematic manifesto. But anyway, we released one EP in like 1988, out of this little label out in Switzerland. And then, Mud, Paul from Claremont 56 does these compilations called Originals. And he put one of the Fist of Facts tracks from that EP, that original EP, First Strike, on it. And he says, "You got anything else?" And I go, "Do I got anything else?" The only problem is it's all on cassette tape. You know, could you deal with that? And we dealt. He tried to deal with it, and then I took it to this guy in Tribeca, a really good mastering studio in Tribeca, and I cleaned it up, and he released in a limited edition of, 500 record limited edition. Maybe it'll be available soon in digital, but, numbered records, and I'm really happy about it.
How many of the original came out? Did the original come out? Or
No, there was the original. There was the EP that came out in 88, all right? But this has nothing to do with that. This is all new, not new material, but unreleased material.
Okay, so the one that was on the original's CD was from the 88?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The name of the CD was called Originals, and the original Fist of Facts EP that was just called Fist of Facts.
Okay, we got it.
Can I go take a nap now?
All right, well, let's play some music, and then we'll get on and talk more, because there's
sure,
definitely
I got some
more
records to play.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get started. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, here with Sal P. We are going till 1 a.m.
Thank you. She's the one that I love. 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 Yeah. Oh.
This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, here with Sal P.
Yes, yes, yes.
Going sexy at the beginning there.
I don't know what got over me, you know, Tim. You know, the studio, the lighting, you know.
My shorts, you said. Oh, come on.
Wow. I promise I won't do it again, and I promise I'll be a good guy.
Well, you've already messed up now and played a Brendan Green track, so it's over.
Right. Now I'm out after this. You know? Please, yeah. Can I play one or two more?
No, we're done now.
Yeah, Brendan's our mutual friend, right?
No way, man. Forget that guy. That
was Fist of Facts, and that's from the Claremont 56 release that came out 2 weeks ago. And that was called Industrial Dub, and it was the Mud Edit. And Industrial Dub is kind of how we used to describe the sound of Fist of Facts, you know, that kind of dubby industrial sound.
And how many shows did you guys do then? I mean, you said that would happen right after Liquid.
Right. Well, it kind of almost started during Liquid.
Okay.
You know, we had gotten a rehearsal space on Ludlow Street in like 83, and we just started jamming together, and Liquid was still kind of going on.
Okay.
And then when, you know, Liquid became inactive, we came up with enough material, we started doing live shows, and we did all kinds of different configurations of the band, which was really interesting. And at one point, you know, Ken Mann brings down this computer with some software, sequencing software, and it was like, oh my God, you could do this, you know? And like, it was like an old IBM AT that with a half a megabyte of RAM, and the name of the software was Voyetra, which he says it was the predecessor of Cakewalk, but I don't know for sure.
So what year was this then?
Like 85, 80, maybe 86 or 84. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But he, you know, he was a graduate student at NYU. And, you know, so he was kind of a pretty savvy guy as far as that stuff goes. And, yeah, you know, we started writing a bunch of material, and sometimes it would just be me and him in the computer. And then, like, Mark Cunningham from Mars joined us on trumpet, and a bunch of other people came in and out of the thing, Felice Rosser from Faith. And then it got to the point where we were like a 9-piece band with a 3-piece horn section and stuff. That was a bit much. I don't know why we did that, you know.
And do you have recordings of that as well, or what? I mean,
no, not really. I think most of the recordings that we have, you know, I mean, there's a couple of other tracks that, you know, the funny thing, Tim, it's like everything I do, I just don't think, you know, at the time, I don't think it's anything at all. So I don't like take care to like, you know, really preserve stuff. You know, we can't find those original discs. You know, that's what Ken's, you know, he's getting back from doing some business in Europe, and he's supposed to like, I found an old computer in the studio, and we took out the hard drive to see if the tracks are on there. And, you know, where are those discs? You know, there were those old like big floppy discs
stuff.
And you know, at the time, it's like, you know, it's just you just don't think that it's gonna be anything, so you don't really particularly take care, you know.
Not with your stuff, man. Everything is gold.
Yeah,
it's
gold. I mean, even that, like, you know, that 7-inch 9.97-inch that we did of Bellhead and I think it was Push from the second record. It was a big concept 7-inch from Ed Balm, and we were gonna record, mix, master in one day. And boy, does it sound it, you know? It's like, it's an embarrassment, but it's a pretty valuable little thing. And, you know, I, like, at some point a bunch of years ago, I found a whole stack of them in my studio. I was like, get rid of these. I don't want anybody to hear them, you know? And so I threw them out. But who knew, you know? And now I actually dug up a couple more, so I do have 4 or 5 still on hand.
So are you planning to do shows as Fist of Facts, or...?
Well, if we could come up with the backing track.
Okay.
Yeah, because it would be, you know, also this guy Carlos Vivanco is just living up in the hills of New Mexico now. I mean, if we could come up with the original tracks, you know, backing tracks, we would do something for sure, you know.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I was hoping to do it at the end of the year, but it's just a matter of when we could get it together.
And do you have any other projects in the work that?
You know, I'm working with people here and there. I'm doing actually doing. Dennis Kane is doing. Citizen Kane is doing a 12-inch for his label, and he's doing. We're doing a remix of First Strike from the original Fist of Fags EP, and we're doing a whole brand new track that he's writing, and it's really the first time I've tried to render someone else's concept vocally, you know. I mean, I'm just so who I am and so unable to be anything else than exactly what I am that this is a real challenge, you know. And I'm like, I really respect him. I think he's a really cool guy. You had him on the show.
Yeah, he's been a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm giving it a try, you know, and trying to like just render his vision of what the vocal would sound like. That being said, he says, and I see it too, how he wrote the lyrics specific for me, you know, the vocal thing specific for me, and you know, I did a little percussion on it and all, and it's a really nice track. You know, it's called Tentatively Ledger, and hopefully it'll be out before the end of the year.
Okay.
So I'm doing that, and what else am I working on? I don't want to forget anybody or anything that I'm doing. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was working with BMG from Ectomorph in Detroit. I don't know what's up with that. I got to call up that guy, you know. he's a really great, mad genius. But, you know, we recorded this EP about 4 years ago. And,
oh, wow.
You know, we have three, and we decided on three tracks. And then it was like sitting on a thing, and it was like, and then in the spring, we listened to it. You know, I hadn't talked to him in a while. And he was like, come to Detroit, we'll do a party. You know, you play a party, DJ a party, and we'll go in the studio and fix up or, you know, add whatever you want. And, you know, I did the vocals on this one track. And ironically, even though I wrote the song like about 10, even 15 years ago during the first Bush administration, it is so topical. It's called Credit Card. And I'm like, B, man, you got to release this, you know. This is like you know, uncannily, you know, like so topical right now. And haven't heard anything since. But
I want to hear that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, soon come. It's all coming. Everything in the fullness of time. And before the hour's over, or before I leave the studio, I'm sure there's something else that I'm doing that I'm not like. It'll be like, oh, I didn't say that.
We'll get back to it. Well, let's get back to this crappy Brent and Green track before it ends here, and then.
Well, he probably paid good money for the conga player, and that's the best part of the track. So. All right.
No, I'm just kidding with Brent. I'm just kidding. You know that.
He's just top dog. It's easy to get down on the man, you know, the man on top. You know.
Exactly. I'm just, you know.
You know, you and him, you're competing for that top position, and it's like,
that's right.
One day I think you, one day I think him. I can't decide.
Man.
All right.
All right. Back to here with Sal P, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Sal P, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. So, Sal.
Yeah, playing all the funky stuff. Sorry about that.
Yeah, what's going on now? You went sexy, now you're going...
Nasty. Tim, if you can only see what Tim is wearing, then you know what I'm talking about.
It's like funky up. Yeah. What's going on? You really, I don't know. Yeah. Some themes going on here, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I figure, you know, you do little, I think in big blocks of logic, you know, and now we're in the funkify yourself kind of thing. And yeah, you know, whatever. You know, down and dirty, down and dirty. So that's the way we do it in Beats in Space sometimes.
Well, talking about down and dirty, what's the story behind the 7-inch you were...
What the funk is going on? There was a record store on Waverly and Broadway in NYC about 25, maybe even 30 years ago, but I think it closed about 25 years ago.
Do you remember what it was called?
No, man. I have no idea. And it was just like a big warehouse of, you know, records and tons of 7-inches. And when they closed, they just bought this big dumpster out front. And, well, at least when I got there, it was filled to the brim with 7-inch records. And you want to see people dive into it. Diving into a bin. This is diving into a dumpster to get to get records. And I just got a whole load of, like, 7-inch records and, like, some really, like, really cool funk and soul stuff. And, you know, it was just classic. And it was, you know, just free. It was all for the taking, you know. Those were the days, right? Now you'd have to go to one of the local used stores and pay, you know, $23 for one of them.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, are you DJing anywhere coming up, or do you...
Well, I did a couple of gigs last week. I did a Fist of Facts release party last week, and that went really well. I cooked some food. We threw down real nice.
Yeah, you cook a lot, don't you? Isn't that your thing?
Well, it's one of my things.
But one of your things. Maybe
it is my thing. My biggest love. Music, food, it's right up there together.
Do you have a specialty with your cooking or what?
Even though I'm strictly speaking, I'm not a vegan, but I cook vegan. And I could cook a vegan version of any dish you could possibly imagine from any place in the world. So that's my specialty. But of course, I throw down a pizza like, oh my God,
You throw it down.
Yeah, to die for, I'll tell you. But I try to spread the love that way. And, I give some cooking lessons and stuff and have these little cooking sessions I call where we drink wine and, cook up a meal and eat it. And, it's a lot of fun, actually. Nothing better to bond people than food, a little wine, some music, it all works together. And that, like I said, even as far as a party goes, if you have good music, good liquor and good food, that party could last a long time, and you don't need any of the substances to make it last a long time. You just keep rejuvenating yourself and regenerating and keep the party going on. So food is an important component. I wish it was more prevalent in the music world or whatever, in the party.
Sounds good to me.
So maybe I'll do another one coming up, just try to do it that way.
All right. Okay, and then we should mention again that the Liquid show happening.
Yes, next Saturday at outdoors at Lincoln Center, Damrosch Park, 7:30 to 10. Liquid, Reese Chatham, Bang on Cam Marching Band. It's just going to be a very, very special evening. It's free and easy.
So where are you going to take us now?
Just wait and see.
All right, Sal P here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Here, Sal P, Liquid Liquid, ending his set now. Thank you, Sal, for coming down. Oh, oops. He's not hearing himself. Sorry, here we go.
Yeah, I see lips moving and nothing.
All right, now you hear it? It was a trick for you there.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's amazing what a pair of headphones could do for, for an interview.
What's next then for you? What's happening then coming up? You're just still keeping at it with the music though.
Yeah.
Never giving it up.
Well, you know, I mean, I take it.
No retirement.
Retirement. I wish. I retired actually a long time ago, but I keep. You know, this is kind of my hobbies. Not really. I plan to keep going totally forward on a cultural level in every way. You know, as a promoter. As you know, because you know, I do promotions around town, you know, in various like communities and things like that, and you know, various ways, and you know, to create music, to play music, to produce music, and to be a DJ. You know, I'm really enjoying DJing. I love going, you know, here and there and playing for the people. And I feel somehow stronger and more inspired and more energetic than ever. I don't know why. You know, I got to stop or something. I don't know, you know, start acting my whatever. You know, but I really feel engaged, and I love what other people are doing too. I love you know what's coming up, what younger people are how they're approaching things, their whole sensibility. You know, I even do like, you know, at this, you know, this little space club bar, I do sound for these bands, you know. It's just like, you know, I don't even know who these bands are. I just kind of doing the owner a favor. But I really enjoy, and they don't know who I am, you know. And like, I just come there and carry, set up their equipment and do a sound mix. And I sit there. And it's just really funny, you know. I like, because it keeps you humble. And not only, I mean, that's the least of it. But, you know, it's just really interesting to be able to observe without being this, you know, identity, or you know, even being too much of a participant, just being a facilitator. I do really enjoy being a facilitator.
Where is that? Which place is that?
It's at the Leopard Lounge on 2nd Avenue and 5th Street.
Okay.
And you know, tonight I'm going there afterwards to, okay, you know, mix some bands. This guy Chris, Cool Jerk is the name of the party. I love the name of that party. And you know, so you're still
feeling good about New York. You know, there's a loaded question for you,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, you know, ironically, I just passed my 30th anniversary of living in Manhattan, you know, on July 10th. So, you know, I sometimes have my doubts about New York, but maybe I have my doubts about the whole world, you know. you know, so I, you know, I'm not planning on going, you know, on another planet. So I got to deal with what there is to work with. And New York, there's so much going on, and it's so great sometimes, you know, like go to PS1, you know, go to Summer Stage, go to, you know, a really cool party. You know, when I went to, where was that, you know, Spun's party, the Galaxy party, when I DJed at the Galaxy party, you know, they're doing a good job putting on parties. You know, I feel really good about what's going on, but at other times I feel like, nah, you know, it's just, it's too easy, it's too self-conscious, it's too hype, it's not enough heart and soul and grit and you know, like, hit, you know, hit and miss, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that gets to me, and sometimes that gets to me, and in the past year, I've actually had my doubts for the first time about New
really?
York. Really? But I don't see myself being anywhere else. I always see New York being my, my home base, but I, you know, in general, though, but this has always been the thing. To really enjoy New York, you got to get out of New York a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but if you're here all the time and this is like your world, you know, it'll drive you nuts, you know, unless you're, of course, filthy rich, which, you know, I in the next life, or maybe the life after the next life, I'll be filthy rich. But,
cross your fingers.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah. Well, one out of two is not bad. But, you know, so.
All right. So that's the view on New York, though, then.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good things, and, you know, there's maybe things happening that I don't know about, but I doubt it. But, I just think there, you know, New York has been completely paved over, reinvented, commodified, and, you know, whatever, consumerized in a way that is very different than the New York I had originally come to love. But with that being said, you know, there's really a lot to be consumed here. It's a great place to be a consumer, but to be a creator. But, you know, even the good thing about being a creator here is there's so much talent living here. And that's why it's really good as a home base. So in that sense, I really like it. But, you know, it's more about, you know, the masses are just consumers. They're shopping. They're just, you know, consuming music. They're
so not... when you were first moved here, then how did it feel? I mean,
well,
the type
I,
of...
I just think there was more of a, you know, you felt more part of the, you know, the whole creation. You know, I mean, well, let me just put it this way. Back in the old days, every time you turned a corner, you had a really strong gut feeling that something either really, really good or really, really bad was about to happen to you. And that was very, very exciting. And now it's like you go into a store, you go into a club, you pay your fee, and you get what you pay for, hopefully, yeah. Anyway. And that's what New York is about. Now, back in the day, there was a lot of randomness going on, and that made for a very, very dynamic situation.
Okay.
So... But don't despair, don't despair, you know, better things to come. And hell, you know, maybe everything will collapse and it'll start all over, you know. But, you know,
right.
I mean, New York will reinvent itself again and, you know, and hopefully sooner than later, no. But, you know, what it is now will play itself out. And I am still here and, you know, I plan to be here for a good long while. And, but, you know, if you have a gig for me and, you know, like the Antarctica, I'll be willing to go and play the Antarctica for if there's any clubs there.
Sal P, thank you so much.
Tim Sweeney, it was a pleasure. Beats in Space. Man. Wow, I got to tell my friends I was on Beats in Space.
Oh, man.
Sorry, dude.
So Fist of Facts out right now.
Right.
On Claremont.
Right.
And then this Saturday, Liquid playing over at Lincoln Center.
Outdoors.
Yes.
For free. It's a freebie, so, you know.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, you never know what the band will come up with in the near future.
Yeah.
And, you know, the situation personally remains dynamic. You know, there's a lot of projects going on, and hopefully you'll hear about it. You could find me where you usually find people these days, so find me.
All right, we've got another hour left in the show, so I'm going to play some records here and end us off until 1 a.m. So here we go. Again, big thanks to Sal P.
And thank you, Tim.